On a cold December morning in Delhi, a lively group of women dressed in colorful saris and warm shawls gathered outside a three-story building that is home to one of India's oldest social enterprises. This cooperative, called Sri Mahila Griha Udyog Lijit Papad, was started in 1959 in Mumbai by seven housewives who wanted to earn money by making papad, a popular crispy snack in Indian food. Over the last 65 years, the cooperative has grown a lot, now having over 45,000 women members and making a huge annual income of 16 billion rupees, with products even being sent to countries like the UK and the US. The women at Lijit mainly work from home, making different products like spices and detergents, but their most famous item is still the Lijit brand of poppadoms. Lakshmi, a 70-year-old manager at the Delhi center, shares how joining the cooperative changed her life after her husband passed away and she needed a job. With not much education, a neighbor introduced her to Lijit, and she found a caring community that helped her earn a good income while taking care of her family. Now, she manages 150 women at the center, showing how the cooperative helps women balance work and home life. Every morning, the cooperative provides rides for its members to the nearest Lijit center, where they pick up pre-mixed dough made from lentils and spices. The women then go back home to roll the dough into thin, round PA pads. At first, it took Lakshmi several hours to make just 1 kilogram of dried lentil papad, but now she can do it in just 30 minutes. The main office in Mumbai takes care of getting the raw materials, which are then sent out to women all over the country for them to produce and package. The story of Lijit goes back to the 1950s in India, a time when the country was trying to rebuild after gaining independence. Women faced many challenges in a conservative society that often limited their chances for education and jobs. The founders of Lijit were a group of strong women living in a crowded Mumbai apartment who wanted to use their cooking skills to help their families. With the help of a social worker, they got a small loan to buy ingredients, and even though it was hard to find buyers at first, their hard work paid off as their poppadoms became popular.